Hi, this week the question is, how has Judaism changed since Bible days? Judaism in Bible days had animal sacrifices, but it does not have such sacrifices today. There is no group of Jews so orthodox that they still have animal sacrifices. In Leviticus chapter 4, verse 27, the Bible says, if any one of the common people sins unintentionally by doing something against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which ought not to be done and is guilty, or if his sin which he has committed comes to his knowledge, then he shall bring as his offering a kid of the goats, a female without blemish for his sin which he has committed, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the sin offering and kill the sin offering at the place of the burnt offering. Then the priest shall take some of the blood with his finger, put it on the horns of the altar of the burnt offering, and pour all the remaining blood at the base of the altar. He shall remove all of its fat, as fat is removed from the sacrifice of peace offering, and the priest shall burn it on the altar for a sweet aroma to the Lord. So the priest shall make atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. Now today, there is absolutely no offering for sin in the Jewish religion. They have no priests from the tribe of Levi to offer the sacrifices. They have no altars upon which to offer the sacrifices. They have no temple to sacrifice in front of. The Jewish religion today is completely void of any way of removing sin. And thus, in order for a Jewish person to go to heaven, they would have to live an absolutely perfect life. They could never think a bad thought, say a bad word, or do a bad deed. They could never at any time neglect any duty, because if any Jewish person ever made one mistake, committed one single sin, they would have absolutely no way of getting forgiveness because they have no sacrifice for their sins. Jesus is the sin sacrifice for Christians. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 11 through 14, the Bible says, and every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Men cannot be saved today under the Jewish religion. To have a chance at heaven, men must convert from the Jewish religion to the Lord's church. The Jewish religion was never set up to be an end within itself. It was set up by God to lead men to Christ. Galatians 3, verse 24. After this was accomplished, the Jewish religion was rejected by God. In conclusion, no Jew can be saved today unless they convert to Christ. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. Thanks. Call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.